Eleanor Friedberger is best known for the numerous albums she's recorded with her brother Matthew as the band The Fiery Furnaces. She also has a new solo album, her second, called Personal Record. Her collaborator here is singer-songwriter John Wesley Harding. Music critic Ken Tucker has this review.
In the back of the taxi, you turned off the TV and read me a book on your phone. Here's the return of your skeleton key. Oh, baby, the places we've gone.
One major source of pleasure in the music Eleanor Friedberger makes as half of Fiery Furnaces is a matter of sheer density. The density of Fiery Furnaces' musical ideas, the thick layers of words, lyrics that operate as dense sounds with meaning to be extracted from them. By contrast, the music and lyrics Friedberger has crafted for the aptly titled Personal Record aren't of lighter weight. As an artist, she's never a lightweight. But these new songs possess a buoyancy that can belie the words.
I don't want to bother you, but there's something to say that I want you to hear. It's hard when you're far, I forget when you're near. I'd rather be 2 inches from your face than floating about in the dark.
That's I Don't Want to Bother You, a lovely melody that contains a lyric in which the narrator protests against complacency and mere contentment. She sings that while the person she's addressing the song to has given her everything she's ever wanted, she wants something riskier. Quote, I want to be scared and I want to be haunted, judgment impaired by despair. Doubtful, unsure, and thrown off balance by someone else's opinions and desires, these are some of the elements that inspire the sound of this new album.
I can see the tops of her white socks just beneath the desk.
Friedberger has collaborated on all of these new songs with John Wesley Harding, the British singer-songwriter and novelist. It's always dicey for an outsider to try and guess who contributed what in any given composition, but generally speaking, what I hear on this album that distinguishes it from Friedberger's previous solo and Fiery Furnaces work is a certain tightening of the rhyme schemes and a narrowing of focus. A song such as My Own World, for instance, sounds like the sort of composition that could have been written by British novelists of small, quiet moments, such as Henry Green or Ivy Compton Burnett. It prizes quietude and the way small, everyday actions, working at a desk, clipping coupons, can illuminate a state of mind. In a recent interview, Friedberger said that one goal of this album was to, quote, write beautiful love songs that could be about you, your ex-boyfriend, or your aunt. That's actually a very ambitious goal, couched in modesty. And that's what the best of this so-called personal record attempts. to locate the wonder and elation to be enjoyed from living the most ordinary moments of one's life with as much awareness as possible.
Ken Tucker reviewed Eleanor Friedberger's new solo album called Personal Record. You can download podcasts of our show at freshair.npr.org. Follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer and technical director is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Nell Beschenstein. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.